Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coon, I'm a tighter.
No worries.
It means don't worry for the rest of your day.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful. No.
Coon, I'm a tighter.
Was that Pumbaa or was that someone else?
That feels like a Pumbaa move.
What was that noise?
We have our own Pumbaa in the studio.
Pumbaa?
It could have been.
Pumbaa Douglas?
We'll have to listen back.
Yeah, I heard a noise there. All right, welcome back.
You talking about fart? I didn't fart. I'll be blaming.
You're on edge. You're ready. I didn't even say that's what it was. Yeah. Just heard anything. I just heard something. All right, don't forget, see Joe Conklin at Archbishop Wood High School in Warminster, PA, Friday, October 10th, with Norm Klar and Bob Marsdale. For tickets, go to joeconklin.com.
JoeConklin.com.
Okay. I think this was interesting coming from Jalen Carter after the game on Sunday, especially with all the talk about A.J. Brown and numbers and stats and dominating opponents. Let's listen to Jalen Carter after the game, you know, talking about his performance and the team. And obviously, so far, it hasn't been a dominant start individually for Jalen Carter, but the team is 4-0. Here is the Eagles' defensive tackle.
At the end of the day, I just said this in my head, I'd rather, have a bad game with a dub than have six sacks with a loss, you know. So at the end of the day, you see everybody smiling. They over there doing a shadow boxing Saquon and them, you know, just smiles on people's faces. And that's what I'd rather have than, you know, trying to just do solos out there. You know, I'd rather play as a team and, we eat off each other.
I'd rather win instead of losing and have six sacks. I mean, I like that kind of mentality.
Yeah, that's the mentality that most defensive players have.
Yeah. I mean, it's just offense defense thing.
Yeah, it definitely is. It definitely is.
What's wrong with those guys?
They're wired different, and you want that. See, this is why I hear what's being said, mm-hmm. and I know for a lot of people that's a problem. But you don't want nobody that don't feel like that on your squad. You don't want that.
So I like the feel, and I want them to want to dominate. I don't need the attention and the distraction. Like, again, we have another good receiver here. He makes a lot of money. He's barely involved in some games.
Yeah, he still ain't happy. He just don't say anything.
But that's fine.
But
no one's talking about Devontae Smith this week because he doesn't make himself the spectacle.
Well, Smitty's not happy. And Smitty ain't got that kind of, like, as good as decorated as Smitty is.
Yeah.
As many accolades as Smitty has in his career in college and in the pros. Mm-hmm. He ain't A.J. Brown. that's a fact.
That's fine.
That's a fact.
But he'd have the right to say something if he wanted to.
Now, I mean, he goes about it a different way.
Yeah.
And I'm not, again, this is not me absolving AJ from anything that he's doing, but like some cats are wired different, man. T.O., we're talking about T.O. Like T.O., some of those stories that T.O. told ain't lies, you know, and they're wired different, man. And you have to figure out a way to appease those cats because you're going to need those cats. Amon Ross St. Brown the same way, but what's different about him is that they go about ways to get him the football because they know they need him to be successful.
Yeah, but the Eagles haven't really needed AJ to be successful. I mean, they haven't. I mean, The Eagles have
won. This is where it gets a little hairy.
So they have needed him on the field, but A.J. Brown has not produced a lot, and they've won a lot. So,
yes, they have.
So it's like, I understand we say we need him. We think we need him. We feel we need him.
We're going to need him,
and we needed him in the Rams game. But there's been a lot of games in the last 10, 11 Eagles games that he's barely done anything, and they've won just fine.
Yeah, I mean,
But I feel like everyone gets that but him.
Well, I think we're looking at it, but we also know that it's not sustainable. See, that's where I think, to me, that's where AJ's not wrong.
Then okay, and then he could voice that behind the scenes to his coach, to his offense coordinator, to his quarterback. Do what you got to do. But I'm tired of the cryptic nonsense. All right, 215-592-9494 for today's show, sponsored by NJM Insurance. Why is NJM Insurance silent and an industry full of catchy jingles? And how do they do what's right when things go wrong? Tune into Baffling Mysteries to find out. The fictional podcast brought to you by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Insurance underwritten by NJM Insurance Company and its subsidiaries. All right, Noah in Quakertown up on WIP. Noah.
He farted.
Noah?
Hello?
Noah!
What was that?
Hey, guys.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, great show today. Love all the talk about AJ. But I just want to kind of look back towards the end of last season and even the middle of last season, when this was kind of about all the talk around town before. And I'm kind of wondering if the coaching staff might not have done enough in the offseason to kind of push that, you know, to the rear view fully, you know, especially after AJ's Instagram post after the Super Bowl and whatnot. Like, he's clearly a player that he wants to dominate. He wants to win, but mainly I think he wants to be the guy, you know, and we just really haven't needed that, you know, like we said, what are they, 20-1 in the last 21 games?
Yes.
AJ, I love him. You know, he's great. He's a great player. Do they need him, though, to keep up this success? I don't think so. And I think he's at that point in his career where he has the Super Bowl. You know, he's getting paid an astronomical amount of money. You know, that's to the side. But I think he wants to put up stats, bolster that Hall of Fame case, you know, and just make more of a name for himself. Because right now, obviously, the team's been super successful, and I think he's kind of overshadowed by that. And that's why maybe he keeps doing his stuff. You know, he wants his touches. I don't blame the guy. He's a stud. But he doesn't need to get the touches for us to win.
I think the evidence is pointing to you being right on this. Now, week three, and Noah, good phone call, man. We appreciate listening. Week three against the Rams, they needed him. And they needed those touches, those catches to come back against the Rams. But if you go back in the last 21 games, he has had 5 100-yard games. They've won 20 out of 21. I mean, this idea that they need him to dominate each week to win is not factual anymore. It's not.
It's not, but you still need to get him involved. I think that and whatever, three catches for 7 yards ain't.
Two. Two for seven. Two for seven.
And I'm laughing because it's like.
2 for 7.
That's paltry.
Yeah, it is. It is.
That's paltry.
Well, you look up some of the stats right now across the league where he ranks among receivers through 4 weeks. It's almost like,
and then you're looking over the pond, and you see Puka Nacua coming into his own.
Puka Nacua had more catches Sunday than AJ has for the season.
Man, Puka Nacua.
All right. Speaking of all this,
into his own.
Yeah, he might be the offensive player of the year this year. All right, let's hear Nick Sirianni this morning on with DeCameron Ritchie. Here that was good conversation, including a little back and forth on the AJ stuff and how worried everyone should be. Here is Nick Sirianni on Today with the Morning Show.
All right, let's talk to the Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni. They win, you know, again, because they almost always win. And the Eagles get to 4-0 with this latest win, but obviously controversy is in the air. Coach Nick Sirianni is brought to us by Bud Light this week. The Bud Light Eagles pep rally is Friday night at Creekside Sports Bar in Royersford. Hang with Ava Graham and score tickets to an Eagles game. And Nick joins us right now. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Nick,
hey, Coach.
Congratulations on the win. We could dwell extensively on the good stuff, but listen, everyone wants us to get down to the business, so let's do it. How concerned, Nick, are you about the AJ Brown situation?
Yeah, not concerned. You know, we all want to get better. We've set a pretty high standard here. And we all want to get better. We all want to enjoy the win when we get it, and we all want to get better from it, right? I think that I'd be more concerned if we were in this locker room and we're like, "Hey, we're 4-0, and being satisfied. I think the entire, you're saying from the entire team, no, that doesn't mean we don't enjoy the win in the moment, but you're saying from the entire team that we all want to get better. We all want to raise our standard. And that's the reality of September, October football, is you're working your way up to get better, right? There's not, like, I've seen a lot of teams, you know, peak too early, and our goal is to be playing our best football by the end of the year. That doesn't mean we got to be more consistent as coaches. We got to be more consistent as players, and we have a high level and a high standard for ourselves, and we just want to continue to reach that and work towards that.
So, Nick, I really admire your ability through the last few years to diffuse some situations. I really do. And I think part of it is how you answer questions, you know, in press conferences and interviews. But I will tell you, the not concerned thing, I mean, this is one of the great players in Philly sports. It seemed like he may be alluding to wanting to be out. I think that the heart of it is he's wondering how much longer can I take it, not getting the ball as much as other great receivers in football. Do you think I'm wrong that that's the heart of the matter? And I mean, I think this is a pretty big situation right now.
Yeah, and you're entitled to your opinion, obviously. And, you know, what I see it as a guy that wants to contribute to his football team because he knows he's able to contribute to his football team. And, you know, if we, you know, the things that we know, like, we know that the past 3 years that AJ's been here, we've won a lot of football games. And 1 year he had almost 1,500 yards. 1 year he had 1,400 yards. Last year, you know, missed a couple games and had 1,100 yards. So we know when we're playing our best, you know, he's contributing.
Yeah.
When we're clicking on all cylinders, he's contributing. And that doesn't mean you can't win games and when he's not contributing, but, you know, I think that we all know that, you know, to reach the standard that we want to reach, right, it has to be working on, you know, it has to be, you know, in the run game, in the pass game, on defense, on special teams. It needs to be hitting to hit the standard that we want to hit. Now, until it gets to that standard, until, you know, as you build up in the season, our job as coaches, our job as players is to find ways to win, get better from, you know, what you went through in the game, work our butts off in the week to get better as well, and repeat until you're playing, you know, the type of football that is to your standards. But sure, we're not there yet, and it's early in the year. We're four games through, and you know, our whole focus as an entire team is, you know, how do we get better? How do we get better? How do we get better?
Sure. So the numbers say that AJ had more targets than yards for just the third time in his career in this last game. Mm-hmm. So how do you help him contribute to the team with more involvement moving forward?
Yeah. Again, you know, and it's no secret. The pass game runs through AJ. It runs through Devontae. It runs through Dallas. You know, Saquon's got a big part of it. And then you got some good contributing factors. Grant Calcaterra has had some plays throughout the season. Jahan Dotson has. You know, Mechie's done a nice job, right? And so you got other pieces there as well. And so, you know, there's a lot of guys there that can and will get the ball. And so, you know, obviously everything that we do, it starts, like, our week preparation never starts, or our, you know, when we're watching tape, is like, okay, how do we get AJ the ball? How do we get Dallas the ball? How do we get Devontae the ball? That's, you know, I'm not letting any secrets out right there. Like, that's how every, you know, game plan meeting starts.
Sure.
And so that's on our mind. That's why, you know, through the course of the year, I'm always confident that those things play themselves out through the course of the year. We're in a small sample size right now. It hasn't, you know, where he hasn't got, you know, the amount of touches that he normally has, but we're in a very small sample size. And, you know, I know how we game plan. I know how, you know, we think through things. I know how important he is. And again, like we, it's our job inside this building is to not ride the roller coaster of the outside and be completely focused. If you're focused on other things, if you're focused on too much other stuff, that you're taking a little bit of focus away from what the main goal is, mm-hmm. to get better, win, find ways to win and get better. So, you know, our job is to focus on our process, to focus on, you know, the right things, and attempts to be playing our best football by the end of the year.
Nick, one thing though on, you know, the outside, does it disappoint you when AJ takes it to the outside? Social media is not the locker room. Social media is the work and the world can hear my thoughts and know what I'm thinking. Does it disappoint you when he writes what he wrote?
No, I don't get disappointed with those types of things. You know, and again, like it's all about the conversations that you have individually. Like when you don't have communication with somebody, then you're forced to think, man, what could this have meant or what could that meant? That's why we're in constant communication. That's why together is one of our core values. And so you understand things that are going on when maybe people who aren't in constant communication may not.
Nick, does it help the offense become, more difficult to defend if Jalen takes more risks downfield? And I know that's part of what makes him great. I know part of why we're 20-1 in the last 21 games is he doesn't turn the ball over. But he's a risk-averse quarterback. But would it help the offense become less predictable if he would take more risks?
Yeah, just because he doesn't throw interceptions, I don't believe that he's risk-averse. Because we talk in two different things. We talk about protecting the football because of the success we've had, you know, and the formula that we've had to win. Like let's call it what it is. Our job is to win football games, period, and yeah. Find any way we can win football games. And we know our success that we've had when we protect the ball and we take the ball away. But we also, on the other end, know how hard it is to score points when you're not explosive. I think I've been saying this since the beginning of this year. We have to be more explosive, but that you can't risk the ball to be more, like you don't want to risk the ball in attempts to do that. Like there's ways to do that where you still protect the football and still make good decisions, and Jalen's just one piece of protecting the football. Like how you carry the football as a ball carrier is a big piece of that as well. We've done a nice job so far, only turning it over one time and, you know, forcing however many, 5 turnovers for us. We're plus 4 right there. And we've won every game, you know, to date. And that's a big reason for it. Mm-hmm. Now, again, like I said, you still want to create explosives because it's hard to, if you're in the run game, if you're in the pass game, it's hard to dink dunk your way down the field because, you know, this game, you know, the other team forces mistakes, right? And, you know, there's ups and downs in each game. So, both are important. Both are very important. We've found with our taking care of the football though, that's always at the top of our mind. And also we want to be explosive.
Nick Sirianni,
I answered your question.
Yep. Nick Sirianni here on WIP. Nick, team's 4-0, by the way. I don't have to remind you, but I'll remind everyone listening. The nature of this conversation, people wouldn't necessarily think it. So let's talk about some really good things. Nick, on Sunday, the game basically starts with a block punt, if you will. After your defense gets a stop, it's a block punt. And shortly after that happened, Tom Rinaldi said on Fox that he overheard you on the sidelines say, "I told you, I told you." And it seemed to be in reference to something related to how to block that punt. Had you noticed something during the week that you specifically saw that could give your squad an advantage and it worked out?
Yeah, don't want to get into anything like that. But Coach Clay and the special teams coaches do such a phenomenal job of, you know, prepping our guys for the week and seeing different things of you know, whether it's a return, whether it's a block, whether it's, you know, a trick play or whatever. They just do such a good job and have a good feel of when to, you know, when to call things. And I think that just in that moment, you know, he called a really, you know, he called a, an opportunity for a block in that moment by Coach Clay, and our guys went out and executed. You know, I actually don't even remember saying I told you so. But I just was so excited celebrating with Coach Clay, watching our guys celebrate together. I thought our guys played extremely, extremely tough. I think our guys played extremely, extremely hard with their effort. And I love the celebration that they had, you know, there. And that's why football is awesome, guys, right? I mean, it takes everybody. You know, I know majority of the questions that I answered today were about the offense, but, man, this is a team game, and it takes offense, defense, special teams. And we got contributions from each phase, and that's why football is, to me, the best team sport there is.
I agree with you.
The best sport there is.
Coach, what were you saying to Baker Mayfield? And after the fact, with the taunting increase in penalties, do you worry that you're undermining your authority, the example that you're setting for your players?
Baker and I actually really respect him. I got to know him a little bit when we practiced against them when he was at Cleveland and I was at Indy, and really enjoyed my conversations with him. You know, it was just some fun back.
He seems awesome.
I told him after the game, I said, and besides our guy, you're one of my favorite guys to watch. You know, I really admire his competitiveness. Wow. I really admire his, you know, his. I just think he's a really, really good quarterback, and just to really admire his game. And I was just having some fun in there. It makes, you know, I talked to him after the game as well, and told him that after the game because I got a lot of respect for him, and he's won a lot of football games.
Huh? Just having fun,
that's Nick. Congrats on. Look, it was a great September. You guys went 4-0. I know there were some, you know, circumstances that were odd in the way you landed at 4-0, but you're 4-0. Congrats on a great September, and good luck for September Broncos.
4-0 is nice, but we just want to continue to get better, and that's all our mindset is. And I know a lot of teams would trade places with us to be 4-0, but you know what? We're never satisfied. We want to keep getting better, and we'll look back at it at the end of the year and be happy with whatever. But you know, our job is just to get better and find ways to win games.
You got it. Nick, good luck on Sunday. Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, right. Coach. Thank
you. All right, Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni.
There he was, Nick Sirianni on with the morning show today. That was an interesting back and forth about the AJ stuff. And then there was a good question at the end about Sirianni, John, a little bit with Baker Mayfield a little bit. I know people, look, most people now have come to, if you weren't a Sirianni guy, you've come around. If you were, you're validated because he's won a Super Bowl here. Yeah. That, it's cool. It's funny. It's fun. I just hope he doesn't get a taunting penalty because the players
they're cracking
it.
Down.
Right. Like, you know? Listen, I'm all for the head coach providing the energy and kind of leading the charge of energy for his team.
Yeah, he keeps it loose.
He does, but I don't know. He's trying to tell them not to get taunting penalties, and he's taunting from the sideline.
I mean,
feels a little bit like.
That's Coach Sirianni.
I know it.
And he's won a Super Bowl.
Sure.
So.
Okay.
If he gets, I mean, I'm not making excuses, but.
I thought it was a good question by John. Like, were you John with Baker Mayfield?
Yeah.
You're the coach.
And that's what he gets in the moment, and he acts a fool. I mean, but he's a coach that's won a Super Bowl.
He is, yeah.
So we will tolerate the foolishness.
Yes. But I do think it makes it a little harder on him
it
to
does.
Tell his guys, hey, calm down, when they're like, wait, you're doing the same thing.
Yeah, it does. And when you talk about the way that his team acts and all the other stuff, you know, you have an attitude too.
Yeah, they're like, there's an edge they play with that I like. It's just they've got a lot of tauntings this year, and they have to kind of just find that balance. All right, 215-592-9494. We will get back to the phone lines coming up. I know we've had a lot going on here early in the first part of the show, first half of the show. Ross Tucker will also join us as we get his thoughts on the 4-0 Eagles, who are winning in ways really unprecedented. Outgained in every game, less first downs in every game. Apparently, I just saw this stat too. The Eagles have the worst in terms of converting third down, like three and out percentage in football. They have the most three and outs of any team percentage wise. And yet we're 4-0. We'll get into all of it. Ross, the Broncos matchup on Sunday, which looks like a good one. And of course, the AJ Brown stuff. That is coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17 point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh
Rolling
Douglas.
Stones, right? Rolling
yeah,
Stones?
You got it.
Oh, I got it.
Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494.
Hey.
We're about to get to a guest here, but first, Hugh, we got to thank our friends over at the Jug Handle Inn who brought us some lunch today. Good times, great friends, amazing wings, what you just had.
I had some mac and cheese balls.
I did, too. They were really good.
I think a little bit of every single thing that they brought.
The food was excellent. The Jug Handle Inn, Cinnaminson, New Jersey. Catch all the games, dig in their amazing wings, monster burgers, and more. Check them out online, thejughandlein.com, as we will continue to eat the rest of this show because it is delicious food. Let's bring on our next guest. So this guy loves food. He loves going to the press boxes around the NFL and showing us all the different food they have there. His name is Ross Tucker. He's talking Eagles on social media at Ross Tucker NFL and joining us to talk about the Birds, a 4-0 start, and of course this AJ Brown situation. How are we doing, Ross?
Ross,
I am fantastic. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. So Ross, what do you make of all this drama right now that is the Philadelphia Eagles?
Not much. I don't know, man. I gotta be honest with you guys. I'm so glad I don't have to talk about it for 4 hours every day. I'll give you my 15 minutes and I guess whatever, Joe and John ask me tomorrow morning at 7:30, but,
I wonder what that'll be.
Yeah. You know, what's funny?
What's that?
Like whatever, I guess that was a Bible verse that he posted.
It was, yes.
Where he said, I don't want to quote it exactly, but it was
be
you
silent.
Know,
you know, if down yeah, here you can just leave.
Don't make a scene.
Yes. Yeah, basically.
And it made a scene.
That's exactly what he did. I'm so confused by posting something that says don't make a scene when he knows fully well that's exactly what he's doing. And forget even AJ Brown, right? Because I gave up trying to figure out wide receivers a long time ago. It's a heavily dependent position. They need a lot to go right to get the ball. The quarterback has to throw it to them. Play caller has to have a play dialed up for them. O-line has to block. Defensive coordinator can't double them. I mean, I get that, right? But if after this segment, okay, I had a problem with something, I would not go on social media and say, don't ask me to come on your show if you don't know Taylor Swift's from my hometown, you know, or something like that, right? Like something. Remember, because Hugh didn't know that the whole year last year. Remember Hugh? Every single week, Kyle would play a Taylor Swift song, and every single week Hugh would be like, I don't know. Is it Ray Dinger? I don't know.
Why I gotta sound like that though, Ross?
No,
but I appreciate that. Was my taking it out on the air instead of social media.
No, the point is this,
Ross.
No, the point is this. If I had any issue with any of you guys, first of all, at worst, I would text you or call you directly afterwards and talk to you about it. But I'd probably just say it right now. I'd probably just make fun of you like I just did. And say, yeah, and say it right now. Like I don't understand. I guess they call it subtweeting. I'm not a subtweeter. I don't know. I'm probably 20 years older than AJ Brown, so maybe I just don't get it.
Yeah, it was different for us.
Right, and maybe he just wants the attention. Like maybe he wants. But I'm so confused. They threw him the ball 9 times, okay? He is making $33 million a year. They won the Super Bowl last year. They're undefeated. I would say as far as timing goes, this would be at a minimum bad timing. You know, like I was thinking about this earlier today. I was looking at my pinky, and I was trying to decide how much of my pinky would I let you cut off to be as unhappy as A.J. Brown is right now. $33 million. I just won the Super Bowl. We're undefeated. At least the tip of my pinky you could gladly have to be as upset with whatever's going on as AJ is. And he's a phenomenal player. And I like that he wants the ball. And I like that he wants to dominate. But I don't like the way he goes about it. And I'm never going
to. Ross, I agree. It's getting to the point where I'm just tired of it. I mean, it feels like every 3 weeks we're doing this over the course of 2 years where they barely lose a football game. This is the best era of Eagles history in Eagles history, and we're doing this every couple weeks. It's frustrating. Ross, I want to ask you specifically about some things going on with the offense because it's not really good right now, right? The points scored are fine, and they're obviously 4-0, but you look under the hood a little bit, and there's a lot of problems. I mean, they are towards the bottom of the NFL in yards per play. They have the worst 3-and-out rate in the NFL, which is mind-boggling, considering there is a bunch of teams at the bottom that have young quarterbacks that are just trying to figure things out, like the Tennessee Titans. We have the worst one in the league. Ross, specifically, I'm curious what you think of the offensive line play so far this season. It doesn't feel to me that it's been as great as it typically is. And I know there's some circumstance there, including Lane Johnson going out of 2 straight games and not coming back in. Ross, what are you seeing up front? Is it slippage? Is it just a blip? What do you notice from the offensive line, and how much is that contributing to what's going on?
Well, as a reminder, you don't ever just kind of pick up where you left off from the season before. And the Eagles clearly haven't. And if you remember last year, it was not good the first month of the season. And they were 2-2, and maybe fortunate to be 2-2 after that Saints game. Although they probably should have won the Falcons game and blah, 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 blah. But, you know, one of the marks I've always said of a really good team in the NFL is when they win, even when they're not playing their best. So that part of it is encouraging. What's discouraging is the run game. Here's how I look at it. When Saquon gets hit in the backfield, that there's only 3 possibilities there. Number 1, the offensive line really screwed up. Number 2, Hurts, if he had the ability, should have checked into a different play. Or number 3, the defense just kind of got him. And that happens sometimes, right? Like they call a corner blitz. You're running outside that way. Nobody's expecting a corner blitz. Okay. In terms of Saquon not breaking longer ones, I think some of that, and I'll be the first one to tell you, the offensive line is not playing as well as they did last year. But a lot of that ends up being receivers, you know, digging out, safeties, blocking down the field, and tight ends. You know, they had elected for a lot of the first part of the season so far to have Calcaterra out there a lot, and he's not a very effective blocker. That has hurt them at times. I also think teams are playing them with more 2 deep safeties. Last year, it was more, hey, let's get the extra guy in the box to stop Barkley. Now it's more, we don't want Barkley to get a long run, so let's still have 2 deep safeties, but let's cheat him. And so that, you know, so when you see him having a couple of these 7 or 8 yard runs, a bunch of them last year were like 78 yard runs, but they've changed up their strategy for how they're defending the Eagles a little bit better.
Ross Tucker with us here as we talk through the Eagles, a 4-0 start, but obviously some issues on the offense side of the ball. Ross, let's talk about the defense. What did you make of Sunday? Because I think there's two ways to look at it. Boy, they're giving up some big plays. But the way I looked at it Sunday was they played well most snaps in that game on Sunday. And I just feel like their best players are making huge plays. I mean, I thought Quinyon was amazing. Cooper, Jahad Campbell's a playmaker. And Zach Bond, he was all over the field. What did you make of a defensive performance that you can almost look at in one of two ways on Sunday?
Well, I'm more of a positive guy, so I will certainly look at it more from the glass half full. Quinyon Mitchell, there's a chance that he's already the best corner in the league. I mean, he's certainly in the conversation with Patrick Surtain as well as, you know, Stingley. I've seen those guys a lot this year already. They're really good. They have a longer track record and history than Mitchell. But what he did on Sunday, that was like Revis stuff. I mean, that was phenomenal by him. Absolutely phenomenal. And then DeJean is such a positive impact on the defense with what he's able to do to make those critical tackles in space, how quickly he does it. I love the big plays that Ajomo made. We're still getting stuff from Jordan Davis. You know, Ajomo had the big sack, but Jalen Carter was the one that picked off the guard, ran through the center to set up Ajomo. So even though Carter might not have the stats, he's still having an impact. I don't know enough about Jahad Campbell being on Bucky Irving man-to-man. I think that's a bad matchup. As good as Jahad Campbell is, that was a tough spot to put him in. And then Makuba just screwed up. I mean, Makuba, that should be an interception. You know, based on his track record at Texas in the preseason and so far this year, I would expect Makuba to intercept that pass, not give up a 70-yard touchdown.
You know, Ross, I'm kind of curious because this has been talked about a lot as well. When you watch A.J. Brown, does it look like he's lost a bit of a step?
That's a really good question, Hugh. And the first couple weeks, I was thinking, man, I don't know that he looks quite as explosive. Maybe he's not 100% healthy. And then the second half against the Rams happened, and I was like, okay, forget it. He's fine. But he was more, you know, he was more Deboing guys. I think that would be, you know, it would be worth it. There's got to be a place you can get this. We got to have somebody listening. Hit me up on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. Let's get the GPS tracking numbers for A.J. Brown. Seriously. I mean,
yeah,
As far as I know, those are accessible. I mean, I know they are for us on the broadcast, so I think that they're publicly accessible. Hmm. Let's just see it. What has been his top speed on the GPS this year compared to last year? What is he hitting consistently? I mean, there's a way to find this out, I feel like.
I think you're right. The one thing we saw, and we were talking about earlier in the show, was ESPN Analytics does an open score where they kind of rate the player. How open is he? And that's down from recent years. But again, it's 4 weeks, so it's kind of tough to know. But I agree. I'd love to see the stats on what you're talking about.
You know, Joe, let me just chime in there real quick. Anecdotally, when you think about him on the in-breaking routes or the slants, usually he's open, the guy's trailing, the guy kind of dives his legs or try to wrap up at the legs, and AJ can run through it. This year it feels like those have been hotly contested catches at the catch point, and there have been times where his strong hands and frame have been able to make the catch, but it does not feel as if he's had that half step on the guy like he has the last couple years.
I agree. Ross, let's end with this. This coming Sunday, in come the Denver Broncos, a team, a lot of hype before the season started. They won their first game, and then they dropped two before a big performance last night. So they come here at 2-2. First thought on the matchup, but it seems to me like they've got a lot of talent there. This feels like it will be a challenge for the Eagles. They're favored. I think everyone's going to expect them to win. But what do you think of the Denver Broncos coming here Sunday against the Eagles?
Yeah, I think I said this during the power rankings on the Ross Tucker podcast today. I think they're the best 2-2 team in football, you could argue, which is saying a lot when you think about a team like the Chiefs. I recognize that. But their two wins at home have been absolutely dominant. Their two losses, they lose to the Colts who are very good on the road because they hit the snapper on a missed 60-yard field goal. Otherwise, they win that one. And then they also lost to the Chargers, who are also 3-1, who Herbert just made a ridiculous play at the end of the game to win that one. If Knicks plays like he did last night, they're clearly a top 10 team, and they are going to give the Eagles a handful because their defense, we were talking about the offensive line earlier, their defense, Zach Allen inside, but then Nick Bonito and Cooper coming off the edge, they are legit with Surtain. This is going to be, I'd be surprised if this isn't exactly like the other games have been, which is an absolute battle until the end. And honestly, I think if the Eagles do this thing again where they only play one good half on offense, there's a really good chance they would lose. They need to at least play a good three quarters on the offensive side of the ball.
It's going to be a fun one. Eagles-Broncos Sunday, big challenge at 1 o'clock. Ross, we appreciate hopping on. Have a great week, and we will catch up next time. Thank you, Ross.
Sounds great. See you guys.
Have a good one. There he goes. Ross Tucker there.
Take a shot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So, well, I mean, he was using you as an example.
Yeah.
And he's right, right? He wouldn't have gone to social media to rip you. He'd have just put it down to right here on the air.
That's how good teammates work. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we figure it out. We move on. We don't, you know, put up cryptic tweets or whatever and try to make, you know, make a scene. It is hilarious that, you know, the verse he used was about not making a scene and just moving out quietly.
Yeah.
What has this become for 2 days? A scene.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad.
Thank you for making us feel better, Hugh Douglas. It is bad. 215-592.
We've weathered this storm before.
94-94. We have.
We've won Super Bowls after this. This might be a sign. This might be the turning point. Just like last year.
Who's got to shave their head? Not you or I. We did that
Petullo.
Already. Petullo.
You got to shave his head.
Poor Kevin Petullo.
Maybe AJ should shave his head.
Nah, look how long it took him to grow that hair.
So, you know what?
He ain't about to do that.
Wait, if it's about the team. Do you think he would shave his head if they promised to get in the ball more? I do.
Mm.
Are you calling your shot again? We're going to San Francisco?
Yeah, we're going to San Francisco. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies, we go down.
We laughed at Hugh when he said it last year.
We're the best of friends.
We got there.
That verse right there hits different.
That's AJ and Jalen singing it together on the plane.
On the road again.
Remember our idea of the bus last year? That got derailed.
We ain't doing that this year.
Well, it's a longer trip.
It's a longer trip.
Bus to Santa Clara.
We're jumping on a flight.
Yeah, come on now. Let's calm
we're
down.
We're getting on a flight.
Let's go to Donald and Jester. Donald is up on WIP. Hey, Donald.
How y'all doing?
Good, Donald.
Hey,
what's up?
What's going on?
Listen, man, I personally, right, agree with AJ. Hold on. Mm-hmm.
Take your time.
Yeah, what are you waiting for?
Personally, yes, I just agree with AJ. I agree with AJ. I'm sorry. I got tongue-tied to it.
Same thing.
Honestly, I don't really think.
Well,
all right.
Take your time. Take your time. Cook. He's about to cook.
No, I'm sorry. Somebody's talking to me.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't really watch that. Yeah, I don't think there's really any excuse for why they don't go above and beyond to get him the ball. You know, even if he did lose somewhat of a similar step. And see, I'm just at a point now to where I'm not focusing on the fact that he tweeted it on social media. And the reason why is just because he had voiced this before. The passing game has looked like it seriously has a umbilical cord stuck to the running game, and he can't do anything without it. And he's just been talking about that. And Joe, the one thing I have not heard, I have not heard anybody say or anything do, because if Hugh says that people are saying that he's not wrong, okay, and they're saying that there was an interview he had before the Tampa Bay game to where he said, listen, last year the running game worked. Saquon has set us up. He carried us. He got us, into that position. And he said now, and this is the word he used. He said we. He said we want to be there for him. He said we. So I know exactly who he's referring to, because he's speaking for Smitty. He's speaking for Goddard. And he's speaking for Dotson. So I'm just at a point to where I just think that we need to focus on what is really going on, because I just want to say this one thing and be done with it. There's really no excuse for why you don't see a part of what he was talking about with Detroit, because I agree with Buffalo and their play calling. But you don't see, according to what McNabb said yesterday, you don't see them stretch the defense and attack deep, intermediate, and short.
You're Donald. You're totally right. I mean, Jalen doesn't throw the football over the middle of the field, and whether that's his decision or that's how he's being coached, Donald, I don't know. I mean, but that's a fact. I mean, you look at the game every week. Where does the ball go? It goes short. Hugh, it goes sideline to sideline.
It's not a lot of creativity.
Yeah, or it goes on the outside of the numbers, right? That's where Jalen Hurts throws the football. I just want to point this out, because Donald brought up we're not doing enough to get him the football.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to tell me what the outlier is on this. Like, what's the one that's not like the others? Dallas Goedert on Sunday had 4 targets, 4 catches. Saquon Barkley, 4 targets, 4 catches.
Yeah, he caught one out the backfield.
Devontae Smith targeted twice, 2 catches. Grant Calcaterra targeted twice, 1 catch. John Metchie targeted twice, 2 catches. Will Shipley targeted once, no catches. A.J. Brown targeted 9 times, 2 catches. It seems to me like there wasn't a connection problem between Jalen and anybody else on Sunday besides him and AJ. It's not like everything's off. Sunday, the second half stunk, but most of the targets in the second half were to AJ Brown. I think Jalen threw the ball 8 times in the second half. If my math is right, I think 7 of those were to AJ. Like, it's not the whole passing game is always broken. Sunday, the game we just watched that he tweeted out after the game and didn't want to talk to reporters, everybody else caught the ball when it was thrown to them, not AJ.
I would ask again, how many of those balls were catchable?
Right, but I agree.
I understand.
But why is Jalen accurate to everybody else and not to him? What's going on here?
That's the question, Joe. Because if you're telling me that you threw the ball to him 9 times and he's still upset, I have to ask, how many of those balls were catchable? Right, like seriously catchable.
Well, then just go talk to the quarterback if you're upset at him.
Maybe he is trying to talk to him. I don't see. This is the part that
through Twitter.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, come on.
I mean, this is the part where it gets a little murky.
It's kind of right up Hugh's alley, though.
I know.
What you mean?
I'm not surprised you're siding with him.
No, it's not. I'm not siding with anybody. I'm trying to understand the underlying problem. Yeah,
I'm siding with him.
Yeah, I'm done with the nonsense.
I think a lot of times when because this is something that has been going on for
years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's years.
So this is, to me, I feel like this is beyond football. And this is where it needs to be discussed. Because something happened that, to me, transcends football. And that's where, you know, you got to have two grown-ups sit down and say, hey, man, when you did this, it rubbed me the wrong way.
All right, speaking of grown-ups, OG Wade joining us now to talk about all this. OG!
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, man?
OG, we're doing well. We're trying to unpack this thing. I'm tired of the wide receiver complaining. What are you feeling?
I'm glad that we are at this point because I just heard Hugh said he's trying to figure out the same thing was how many of those balls that Jalen threw to AJ was catchable. The question is how many of those targets was AJ open? Hmm. See, this is what Avant is talking about. He wasn't open on none of those plays, but Jalen still threw the ball like everybody said, even if he ain't open. Throw it to him anyway. He's so strong, he'll catch it. But he ain't catching him. You see what I'm saying? So here's my deal. I'm going to ask you this, Joe. If you're A.J. Brown and you said before the season started that we're going to have to be different this year offensively, we can't rely so much on the run game, why would you be tweeting in the offseason, I need a quarterback to throw me the ball? Wouldn't it be smart for you to go wherever the hell you and Jalen went to before you even got here and work together in the offseason so you can get some chemistry together? Because guess what? You're going to be learning a new offense. So don't be a player, a captain, a guy that is a team guy, a guy that everybody say, poor AJ, wouldn't that show that he's trying to be involved? Because he missed 90% of the training camp. So Jalen didn't have time to get him on one point there. This is why there's a disconnect. There's no chemistry. And then on top of that, the offensive line is banged up. So when an opportunity is where Jalen tries to get him the ball and can get him the ball, it's not going to happen every time he throws the ball to you. It's not. But at some point in time, you got to be a grown-up and a captain. That's why I think that C should come off his damn chest, because you can't be running away at press conference. The whole purpose of wearing the C is you to make yourself available to be the conduit and to be the spokesperson for your teammates. But every time you have some type of issues, you run and hide, but then you go and tweet. Where's the man? Where's the – you go to Jalen. If you got a problem with Jalen, go to him as a man.
OG, I agree. That's not captain behavior. It's not. I mean, he caused – whether or not – and OG, appreciate the phone call. Whether or not AJ the spirit of AJ Brown is correct in that we got to get this fixed, it's not good enough, we want to win a Super Bowl, whether or not that's where you think he's coming from – the spirit of I mean, the action, what he did, is not captain behavior.
Hold on.
It's not.
But I mean, how do we know he hasn't tried to talk to him?
Right. No, like,
but that doesn't matter. Just because you're frustrated, wait a second, because you're frustrated, you get to make a scene? How old are we?
But if he's a captain, there's clearly a reason that he has a C on his chest. Like, nobody on his team that we hear from is, like, Jordan Mailata last night, he's like, this is nothing, almost.
Right.
Don't you think this is handled or perceived a little bit differently in the locker room than it is by us?
Well, I mean, at this point, they probably roll their eyes.
And AJ's not an idiot. Like, he knows when he puts that out there.
Of course he knows what he's doing.
So, like, okay, that could be for us. He's doing a bit.
A little bit?
No, I'm just kidding.
He's doing a bit. Somebody said that yesterday,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Comedy act.
But you have to think that this has been addressed. It's been talked about in the locker room.
But everyone else, when they have a problem, it all gets fixed internally. Why AJ?
Because he's a weirdo.
Because he's a serial complainer, because he cares about his numbers more than anything else. I refuse to believe that's not true.
I think he told us that. I think you simplified it just a little bit too much, but I get where you're coming from.
2 days after Super Bowl, I get my, what did he say?
He gets his thrills out of dominating.
Well, that's it.
He's wired different. He's wired different.
So we really shouldn't be surprised. I mean, I'm annoyed, but I shouldn't be surprised. He told us that's how he gets the satisfaction playing the game. All right.
Beating up opponents.
That's right. 215-592-9494. All right, it is 1 o'clock coming up on a Tuesday. You know what time it is, Hugh?
Recklessly speculating?
Well, that's all day, every day from 10 to 2.
You started that about 10:01.
Yeah, you did that. that. Just like last week. You're causing issues here every day. All right. It is time to kiss the baby. You know what that means. 215-988-1258. We need someone from the callers team. You will join the callers team at 215-988-1258. We have to eliminate a different team each week from the NFL playoff picture with the goal of having a perfect playoff field by the end. We'll tell you who has been eliminated from the callers team already. We'll all go around, pick a team. 215-988-1258. Caller number two right now hops on. We play Kiss the Baby next. And all your phone calls on the Eagles, on A.J. Brown. Are you tired of the complaining or do you get it? Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.